from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We're back with more of Sabres Live, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
Welcome back. Sabres Live here on WGR 550 and MSG. And the air conditioning has kicked into the studio. I was getting a little warm.
I rolled my sleeves down.
We can't open the roof because it started to rain. So we heard that on the top of the roof here in studio. And that, listen, Dan Dunleavy, Marty Biron with you. Duffer's back tomorrow. We're in studio. We were in studio yesterday. Lots of fun being here with you, Dan. It's awesome. One thing.
We should play football next time we come in here. Just throw a football around.
Make it
a
green. We could. We could go in the field house. They're not here right now. We could go in the field house.
If we threw a green football in here right now, nobody would see it.
Couldn't see it. But you know what? If it's raining later and you're looking for something to watch on TV, I know the Olympics are on, but Embedded, Welcome to the Family, is going to premiere tonight, 7 p.m. on Sabres YouTube. It's behind the scene of the 2024 NHL draft and free agency. So the acquisition of Beck Malenstein, the signing of Jason Zucker, Sam Lafferty, the trade of Ryan McLeod maybe as well, like all of that, right? Free agency, draft, everything that's going on. They're always great to watch. Those Embedded are always great to watch.
I cannot get enough of this kind of behind-the-scene access in any sport, to be honest with you. There's a bit of romance to sport that sometimes I still don't necessarily need and want kept a bit of a mystery, especially for young fans. But this part of the game, because I'm doing it now, this will be great. I can't wait to watch this tonight. But watching the Giants behind the scenes, Hard Knocks, is just as fascinating. And, you know, the access now, this isn't selling anything, but the access that you now get to be sitting in even on portions of these meetings is remarkable. And the fact that, you know, Kevin and Lindy and the hockey department have accepted and welcomed the cameras in. I know it's part of the sports landscape now, but they could just as easily say no because we have a job to do and we want to keep things in-house.
Well,
but
it's great
access that they've allowed. And
we have a great content and creation department that makes those Embedded so much fun to watch. So anyway, behind the scenes, 7 p.m. tonight on Sabres YouTube. And if you don't watch it at 7, well, watch it at 8, watch it at 9, watch it later, watch it tomorrow. It's going to be on there. That's a great one to watch.
I already want to know, what did Lindy just say in that part of the clip we watched?
I don't know. We can't hear it because it's just us talking. So, you know, you got to watch it. We don't want to give anything away.
Lindy is such an X factor right now. It's not to take anything away.
A lot of fans are really excited about it. And
no, I just mean because he's coming back with a completely different map here. And he's looked at it already before coming. Now he's
as
looked at it
as the opposition coach, right?
Yeah, and now he's thinking, all right, this is what I like this, I like this, I don't like that. That's what I want to hear, what's going on.
Lindy is two things. One, I still think he's a fantastic coach and he's evolved a lot. And there's the, you know, connection to the Sabres, not only as a coach, but as a player. He's an alumni. So, I want to remind everybody because, you know, we got to do some homework here. Yep. We had an alumni meeting this morning with Rob Ray, Don Lewis, Daryl Shannon, you know, the alumni board, and the Buffalo Sabres alumni have a fantastic scholarship program. And we just picked nine recipient for a scholarship this year. We did that this morning. And the way to fund our scholarship program is through the Sabres Alumni Golf Tournament. This is coming up on August 26th, and there's still some foursomes available. So if you're looking to help the Sabres Alumni raise some money for our scholarship program, which we've given up over $1 million since the start of the scholarship program. It started in the 80s, and we have gone over the $1 million threshold this year by giving up these 9 scholarships. And these people will be contacted by the president of the Alumni Robbery in the short, next few days. I'm telling you, come and join us at the Alumni Golf Tournament, August 26th. It is at Niagara Falls Country Club, fantastic golf club, great prizes, great time. So if you want some information, go on sabresalumni.com, and there's a contact us, button. You click on it, you put your info, and in the, the notes put, I'm interested, to get a foursome for the Alumni Golf Tournament, something, put it out there, and we'll have somebody reach out to you. But there's still a few spots available, so we want to see you there. I have a lot of fun. You're going to be there this year.
Last year, I rode with the one and the only, and it was a pleasure because it was an encyclopedia day for me.
Who were you with?
Jerry Meehan.
Oh, my gosh. That is one of the best alumni.
And we hadn't spent any time together as far as more than just probably saying hello in passing. But we spent the day in a golf cart.
Pierre Turgeon was there last year.
Yeah, but just got, for my position, selfishly, a chance just to pick his brain about everything that's ever happened here. Man. And even when read
McGillney
about it.
Story, right?
Just to hear it from the person that was part of, so much of the fabric of it. And just a great human being, too. So I had a great time.
If you're Sabres fans, the alumni are excited to have you come in, support the Scholarship Foundation, and the funds. And we tell stories, and some guys like Don Luce can tell stories. Jerry Meehan can tell stories. Danny Gehr can tell stories. We got so many alumni that come back young and younger, I'm going to say, because there's a new generation of players that are there as well that support it. So that is great also. Okay, back to the conversation. We've touched on goalie yesterday and forwards, touched on the defense today. Now, John Jay, not sure how it goes on social media on X, asked yesterday after the show was over, so we saved it for today, what about a Ryan McLeod playing the left wing in a top six role? Because I asked you yesterday, who's a top six guy? Who's playing with Thompson and Tuck? And
you had JJ Paterka. Yeah, you were looking for a winger mainly on that second line.
Or top line, right?
Or top
for
line.
For me, I have Thompson, Tuck, and a hole on the left side, and then I have still Paterka, Cousins, Quinn. But maybe you elevate Paterka, and then is it Jason Zucker playing a second line role?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Jay or John on social media said, what about Ryan McLeod? He has tons of speed, can take face-off. He's a lefty, so he can play the left side, but also could take the face-offs on the left side of the ice while Tage Thompson takes the face-offs on the right side because Tage is a righty. And that intrigued me a little bit as to the potential of having Ryan McLeod play a top six left winger instead of a third line center. Where are you at with that, Dan?
I think he's a versatile player because of his speed and because of puck possession.
Yeah.
Right? So I don't think you would hurt yourself if you bumped him up to some first line minutes in situational play. And obviously that'll be up for Lindy to decide in the moment. I would think early on, I mean, you could go anyway, but let me just throw out a thought that – the third line center position is not a bad spot to drop him into, just to leave him where he's, if that's where he's comfortable, if that's where the best moments of his game come from. He'll be matched up against some of the other team's best players, so his speed will come in handy, his puck possession will come in handy, and that's what, right, you want your third line to possess the puck.
Yes.
Third and fourth lines, you don't want to be playing
chasing the game. Yeah.
And we're watching a highlight on MSG moments ago where he had just one draw, but against Austin Matthews. So you can see other teams are using that kind of matchup as well. But I think one of the things that's attractive, and it's because of his speed, and listen, because of who he's played with too.
No, he did play with Connor McDavid, and then you know Leon Draisaitl and everybody. Yeah. Yes,
you could move him around. I mean, aside from playing in goal, and maybe he can do that too. I don't know.
I think this will be an interesting spot in training camp because, look, training camp is going to be weird for the Sabres this year. They're going to start. They're going to play one preseason game with their main guys, and then they go to Europe.
Right.
And they're going to have a lot of time in Germany and then in Czechia to be able to play around with some of the lines in practice. Not so much in games, right? Yeah, because there's six preseason games, technically seven, because of the exhibition against Red Bull in Germany. But most of the prospects and the Rochester guys are going to play mainly the North American games. So the Sabres and their main guys may get one game, maybe two, before leaving for Europe, and then one more before the season. So you won't have too much time in games to test them out, but you will be able to try it out in practice, which is, to me, that's where coaches make their decision anyway.
I was going to say, that's probably a coach's dream, isn't it? Much more practice time than preseason games, where you're probably half the time more worried about when your veterans are in the lineup than you are.
You get to evaluate with them for, 15, 16 minutes on the ice in a game against... You never know if you're going to get the Ottawa Senators A team or C team, right? You don't know. It's hard to evaluate that way.
And if you're walking into a new environment, again, the city's not new, but for Lindy, a new group.
New group.
I think you want to see the commitment away from the game. Mm. The commitment in game is easy to see, right? I mean, first two shifts, coaches will know. You're down to your 8-minute night tonight, son. Somebody else is getting your minutes because I've already seen how interested you are in competing tonight. But in practice... If someone is, as you say, there's a lot of practice time. So if every day when he comes to the rink, he can't help but notice certain people are just, giving it at practice, then he's going to start making his decisions. Okay, you know what? I think maybe I want to try McLeod on that top line. Because he is absolutely making everybody else look slow, and he's forcing me to play him top line minutes.
You say that coaches evaluate like players early in games, that is so true, especially when it comes to goalies. You watch them. Yeah. Did they make a couple saves early? Do they look shaky? All of a sudden, you're the goalie in and you look at the bench and your coach is looking
Everyone
at you.
Everyone I've ever worked with, including yourself and Razor and Jim Ralph in Toronto.
Yes.
The first time a goalie early in a game doesn't make a clean save, he's off tonight.
You're sweating it a little bit. Now, they can come back. They can bring it back. And sometimes making the second save is good.
Yeah.
I was known for, in juniors, giving up goals on the first shot. Right. And sometimes the first two shots. We'd be down 2-0 after the first period. Shots would be 11-3 for us. Yeah. I seen three shots, two went in. And then we'd win the game 4-2. Like, there's, I was known for that, which is not a good thing. But at least you win the game and you overcome it, right? But I just saw an incredible Yogi Berra story. And forgive me for the quick story here. I think it was in 1959. They were playing the White Sox at Yankee Stadium, and the pitcher for the Yankees started the game, first pitch, single, second pitch, double. So all of a sudden, through two pitch, there's a runner in second and third. The third pitch was a curve. He goes, I had a really nice curveball, hit the knee of the guy. So now I got bases loaded because I hit a guy. And then the fourth pitch was a double off the right wall that scored three runs, right? So then the manager at the time walked up to the mound after four pitches and 3-0 deficit, top of the first. Yogi Berra comes from behind the home plate, comes up to the mound, and the manager looks over to Yogi Berra. He goes, does he got anything today? Yogi says, how do I know? I didn't catch one yet. So he had four pitches. He never got the catcher's mitt in four pitches.
That sounds like a Bob Uecker story, too.
Exactly. Yeah. So it would be the same thing for a coach. Like, hey, does he have anything today? I don't know. He hasn't made a save yet. So we're down 2-0. There you go. So that's that. Ryan McLeod could be a guy that would get there and potentially – play a top six role. Who knows?
So, but that's also that's a good point for any player. Bring your strength. Whatever your strength is, bring it. So McLeod, and a lot of the talk after the acquisition from people who weren't necessarily high on what was given up, which is you don't know yet, right? You wish him all the success in the world in Savoy, but you don't know yet.
Yeah.
You know what you're getting in McLeod, which is a fast guy who can win possession faceoffs for you, and you can start with the puck.
Well, would it change people's mind if all of a sudden McLeod plays top six in trading Matt Savoy for Ryan McLeod?
Well, if he earns those minutes, yeah, 100%. But again, he earns it not because he's coming here having scored a ton of goals. Mm-hmm. He earns it because he'll win pucks back.
Yeah.
And he will start you with the puck. And also, you know, we saw some highlights there. He's not shy about finishing. He's not an overly physical guy, but he'll finish
the
checks.
He has speed because he gets there. Yep. But anyway. Yep. Okay, we'll take one more break. But before we do so, just a reminder that there is tickets available for this year, and quarter season's plans are available as well. So you can pick from many different great options. You got the weekend, the weekdays, marquee matchups, right? You can find the plan that works for you. You go to sabres.com/partial and you'll get all the information you want for those quarter season plans available.
As low as Dahlin per seat.
As low as Rasmus Dahlin per seat. Yeah, $26 per seat per game, as low as that. So I like how you noticed that. That's
give me the doll deal.
The Dahlin deal. Yes, yeah. I'll take the Dahlin deal as well.
I remember every phone number or license plate from hockey jerseys.
Yes, that's one thing I do too. So the four digits on my license right now are Heinz and Zitnik, 5744. So that's how I remember it. Anyway, quarter season plans are available, sabres.com/partial. We'll be right back here with Olympic Minutes. And what can we learn from the Olympic broadcast? I want to ask you that question because we're watching a lot of Olympics.
Hey, Heinz and Zitnik, get off my bumper.
Okay, we'll be back here. Sabres Live on WGR 550 and MSG.
That's what I learned.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.